Right now we're in Camp Dawson, West Virginia. I'm with the mobile training team. We're putting on a Pathfinder course. Generally, Pathfinders get broken down into three phases. We have sling load operations, we have helicopter landing zone operations and air assault planning, and we have drop zone operations.
The first three phases are really classroom centric. More about knowing calculations, call signs, and your ability to study and test well.
Right after drop zone phase, we move into what we call our VIRS transmission, which the students will actually call in a VIRS drop.
This event is the culmination of a week's worth of classroom instruction and testing that eliminated half of the class. So the soldiers you are seeing are the remaining soldiers that made it through the three phases. Right now, they're preparing for their VIRS exam. The students will signal the helicopter into the drop zone.
I can accept your aircraft at my location with one door bundle per pass. One door bundle, stand by.
They will signal for the drop. After the VIRS exam is completed, soldiers will promptly move into sling load inspections and training. One after another, they will take turns signaling the helicopter while their classmates hook the sling load. Following this, they will remain in the field to complete their field training exercise before their graduation. These opportunities are scarce for National Guard soldiers. Scheduling around civilian careers and various missions can be difficult, which is why having the mobile training team come to our state makes a huge impact in the quality of soldiers we have in West Virginia. Reporting from Camp Dawson in Kingwood, West Virginia, I'm Army Sergeant Mickey Miller.